If you're stepping into the gym with one goal, losing weight, you need more than just good intentions. You need the right gym exercises. Effective weight loss at the gym isn't about punishing yourself on a treadmill for an hour or lifting weights until you can't move. It's about working smart. The best results come when you combine strength training with cardio to burn more calories, preserve lean muscle, and keep your metabolism fired up long after you've left the building. In this guide, you'll discover 8 proven gym exercises for weight loss, learn how to structure your week for maximum fat burn, and get practical tips to make every session count. Whether you're a beginner or getting back on track, these exercises will give you a solid foundation. Listen to the P0cast now. How weight loss works in the gym. Before jumping into the exercises, let's get one thing straight: weight loss comes down to a calorie deficit. You need to burn more calories than you consume. The gym is one of the most powerful tools to create that deficit, but it works best when paired with a sensible diet. Spot reduction is a myth. You cannot target fat loss in one specific area, not your belly, not your thighs, not your arms. Your body decides where it loses fat based on genetics and overall body composition. What you can do is reduce your total body fat percentage through consistent training and smart nutrition. The most effective approach combines strength training and cardio. Strength builds muscle, which raises your resting metabolic rate. Cardio burns calories in the moment. Together, they accelerate fat loss faster than either method alone, and that's exactly what these workout routines are built around. Top 8 gym exercises for weight loss. These 8 gym exercises are proven to burn calories efficiently, build lean muscle, and boost metabolism. Whether you're a beginner or getting back on track, incorporating them into your routine will maximize fat loss and overall fitness results. 1. Treadmill sprint intervals, best cardio for fat burn. Why it works: sprint intervals, also called high-intensity interval training, HIIT, are among the most effective cardio exercises at the gym for fat loss. Short bursts of maximum effort followed by active recovery keep your heart rate elevated and torch calories both during and after your workout, a phenomenon known as EPOC, excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. How to do it? Warm up with a 3-minute brisk walk. Sprint at 80 to 90% effort for 30 seconds. Walk or slow jog for 60 seconds to recover. Repeat for 15 to 20 minutes. Cool down with a 3-minute walk. Pro tip: as your fitness improves, increase the sprint duration or reduce the rest period. Even 15 minutes of sprint intervals can outperform 45 minutes of steady jogging in terms of calorie burn. 2. Deadlifts, full body fat torch. Why it works: deadlifts are one of the most powerful gym exercises you can do for weight loss. They recruit muscles across your entire body, hamstrings, glutes, lower back, core, traps, and forearms, which means your body burns significantly more calories per rep compared to isolation exercises. How to perform? Stand with feet hip-width apart, barbell over midfoot. Hinge at the hips and bend your knees to grip the bar just outside your legs. Keep your chest up, back flat, and core braced. Drive through your heels to stand up tall, keeping the bar close to your body. Lower with control back to the starting position. Safety note: start light to master form. Never round your lower back. Add weight only when your technique is solid. 3. Rowing machine, total body conditioning. Why it works: the rowing machine is a hidden gem in most gyms. It's a true full-body workout engaging your legs, core, back, and arms, all while delivering a serious cardio challenge. It's one of the best cardio exercises at the gym for people who want strength and endurance gains simultaneously. How to use it? Drive with your legs first, 60% of the effort. Lean back slightly and pull the handle to your lower chest. Return in the reverse order: arms, then lean forward, then bend knees. Aim for 20 to 25 strokes per minute for a fat burning pace. Work in intervals: 1 minute hard, 1 minute easy for 15 to 20 minutes. Bonus: it's low impact, making it great for anyone with knee or hip concerns. 4. Kettlebell swings, explosive fat loss drill. Why it works: kettlebell swings combine explosive power, hip strength, and cardiovascular endurance in one movement. They spike your heart rate fast, making them ideal for short, intense bursts that burn a high number of calories in minimal time. How to perform? Stand with feet slightly wider than hip width, kettlebell on the floor in front of you. Hinge at the hips, grab the handle with both hands. Hike the kettlebell back between your legs. Drive your hips forward explosively to swing the kettlebell to chest height. Let it swing back between your legs and repeat. Tip: the power comes from your hips, not your arms. Keep your back flat throughout. 5. Barbell squats, calorie cruncher. Why it works: barbell squats are the king of lower body gym exercises. They activate your quads, hamstrings, glutes, and core all at once, making them one of the highest calorie burning strength moves available. More muscle activation equals more energy burned equals better fat loss results. How to perform. Place the barbell across your upper traps, not your neck. Stand with feet shoulder width apart, toes slightly turned out. Brace your core, take a deep breath, and descend until your thighs are parallel to the floor, or below if mobility allows. Drive through your heels to return to standing. Keep your chest up and knees tracking over your toes throughout. Tip: use a squat rack with safety bars when going heavy. Never sacrifice depth for more weight. 6. Battle ropes high intensity burn. Why it works: battle ropes deliver a brutal upper body and core workout while sending your heart rate through the roof. As a cardio exercise at the gym, they're perfect for interval training, giving you a metabolic hit without putting stress on your joints. How to use them? Hold one end of each rope and stand in a slight squat stance. Alternate waves: slam one rope down while the other rises. Try double waves, alternating slams, or circles for variety. Work in 20 to 30 second bursts with 15 to 20 seconds of rest. Aim for 5 to 8 rounds. Best for upper body definition, core stability, and aggressive calorie burning in short sessions. 7. Cable wood choppers core and belly conditioning. Why it works: while no single exercise melts belly fat on its own, cable wood choppers are one of the best gym exercises to lose belly fat when used as part of a complete program. They strengthen your obliques and deep core stabilizers, improve posture, and help build the toned midsection that becomes visible as you shed body fat. How to perform? Set a cable machine to the high pulley position. Stand sideways to the machine, feet shoulder width apart. Grab the handle with both hands extended. Pull the handle down and across your body in a diagonal chopping motion toward your opposite hip. Rotate through your torso, not just your arms. Control the return. Do 10 to 15 reps per side. Tip: keep your hips square and let your core do the work, not your shoulders. 8. Stationary cycling or stair climber low impact fat burner. Why it works: not every session needs to be high intensity. Stationary cycling and the stair climber offer effective, joint-friendly fat burning, perfect for recovery days, beginners, or anyone with joint issues. Both are excellent cardio exercises at the gym that can be done in both steady state and interval formats. Stationary bike. Steady state, 45 to 60 minutes at moderate effort, RPE 5, 6/10. Intervals, 30 SEC hard sprint / 30 SEC easy pedal times 20 minutes. Stair climber. 30 to 45 minutes at a consistent, challenging pace. Avoid holding the rails, it reduces effort significantly. Best for active recovery days, long aerobic sessions, or when your joints need a break from impact. Sample workout routine for weight loss. A well-structured weekly plan is what separates those who see results from those who spin their wheels. Here's a 7-day blueprint built around these workout routines. Day 1. Cardio plus core. Treadmill sprint intervals plus rowing machine. Day 2. Strength. Barbell squats plus deadlifts. Day 3. Active recovery. Light stationary cycling or rest. Day 4. HIIT. Battle ropes plus kettlebell swings. Day 5. Core and cable work. Cable wood choppers plus light cardio. Day 6. Steady state cardio. Stair climber, 35 to 45 minutes. Day 7. Rest. Full rest or gentle stretching. Notes on this plan. Beginners, start with 3 to 4 sessions per week and build up gradually. Intermediate/advanced, follow all 6 active days and monitor recovery. Always warm up for 5 minutes before every session and cool down after. Tips to accelerate weight loss. Nail your nutrition. Training without a calorie deficit won't produce fat loss. Prioritize protein, 1.6, 2.2 g per kg of body weight, to preserve muscle while cutting fat. Reduce processed foods, excess sugar, and alcohol. Track your progress. Don't rely on the scale alone. Measure your waist, take progress photos, and note strength improvements. Weight can fluctuate daily, but trends over weeks matter more. Form over speed. Moving fast with bad form leads to injury and reduced effectiveness. Master each movement pattern before adding weight or intensity. Injuries set you back weeks or months. Combine cardio and strength. Research consistently shows that combining both modalities produces faster fat loss than either alone. Strength builds the metabolic engine, cardio burns the fuel. Stay consistent. 3 focused sessions per week beat 7 half-hearted ones. Show up, do the work, and trust the process. Also read: The Ultimate 5-Day Gym Routine for Strength and Muscle Gain. Common myths about gym and belly fat. Myth 1. You can spot reduce belly fat. This is the most persistent fitness myth. Doing 200 crunches a day will strengthen your abs, but it won't selectively burn the fat sitting on top of them. Fat loss is systemic. As you reduce your overall body fat through a calorie deficit and consistent gym exercises to lose belly fat, plus cardio and strength, your belly fat will decrease along with fat in other areas. Myth 2, strength training alone will make you lose belly fat. Strength training is essential. It builds muscle, boosts your resting metabolism, and improves body composition. But without a calorie deficit and adequate cardio, it won't produce significant fat loss on its own. The formula is, strength plus cardio plus nutrition equals results. Myth 3, more is always better. Overtraining without adequate rest leads to burnout, hormonal imbalances, and injury. Rest days are not lazy days. They're when your body repairs, rebuilds, and comes back stronger. Track calories with Calorie Tracker Buddy. Getting the most from your gym exercises for weight loss isn't just about working out, it's also about knowing how many calories you're taking in and burning. Calorie Tracker Buddy makes tracking effortless, so you can stay on top of your nutrition and workout goals. Why it matters? Maintaining a calorie deficit is key to fat loss. Even the best workout routines and cardio exercises at the gym won't deliver results if you don't track your intake and expenditure. How Calorie Tracker Buddy helps. Snap and log meals, quickly scan or log meals with automatic calorie and nutrient estimates. Track activity, monitor calories burned from daily movement and workouts. Personalized feedback, adjust your diet and exercise plan based on real-time insights. Built-in motivation, a friendly virtual buddy keeps you accountable and engaged. Incorporate Calorie Tracker Buddy into your routine to optimize fat loss, support targeted exercises like gym exercises to lose belly fat, and maintain energy balance throughout the day. Conclusion. Losing weight isn't complicated, but it does require a smart, consistent approach. The 8 gym exercises in this guide give you everything you need to start burning fat, building lean muscle, and transforming your body. The key takeaway, don't choose between cardio and strength, use both. Sprint intervals and rowing machines will push your heart rate and torch calories. Deadlifts, squats, and kettlebell swings will build metabolically active muscle that keeps burning fat around the clock. Battle ropes and cable work add intensity and core conditioning. And steady-state cycling keeps you active without beating your body up. Pair these exercises with the weekly workout routine outlined above, clean up your nutrition, and stay consistent, and results will follow. Start this week. Pick 3 exercises from this list. Build from there. Your strongest, leanest version is on the other side of consistent effort. Frequently asked questions. Q1, what are the best gym exercises for weight loss? The most effective options are compound movements and high-intensity cardio, treadmill sprint intervals, deadlifts, barbell squats, kettlebell swings, battle ropes, rowing machine, cable wood choppers, and stationary cycling or stair climbing. These burn the most calories and engage the most muscle groups simultaneously. Q2, should I do cardio or strength training first? It depends on your primary goal. If fat loss is the priority, doing a short cardio warm-up followed by strength training is a popular and effective approach. Your energy is highest at the start of a session, use it for the exercises that demand the most from you. Alternatively, separate them on different days for best performance in each. Q3, how many days should I work out per week for weight loss? Aim for 4 to 5 days of structured training per week, with at least 1 to 2 rest or active recovery days. More than 6 intense sessions per week without adequate recovery often leads to diminishing returns and increased injury risk. Q4, can I lose belly fat with gym workouts alone? Not effectively. Gym workouts are a powerful tool, but belly fat responds to total body fat reduction, which requires a calorie deficit. Combine consistent gym sessions with a protein-rich, calorie-controlled diet, adequate sleep, and stress management for the best results. Q5, what are the best cardio exercises at gym for beginners? The best cardio exercises at the gym for beginners include treadmill walking, cycling, elliptical training, and rowing machine workouts. These are easy to start and low impact on joints.